Hey guys.
Hola.
Hi.
What?
Hi guys, my name is Val.
My name's Benji.
There's someone missing.
Right.
And you're listening to
La Mezcla. But actually you're listening to
WMUC 90.5 FM, where college radio is good radio.
Hopefully that didn't sound computer generated, guys.
It is not. It comes from our hearts.
Right, yes.
Oh my gosh.
How are you guys doing, though? Tell us about your hearts. Tell us about your souls.
Okay.
Immediately.
Oh, wait.
How's your day been, Vali?
My day's been pretty good.
Yeah.
I've been cranking out some prints in the art building for my final. And getting good food at South.
You ate at South?
Yeah.
With?
With our friend Axel and Julie.
Yay! I love them. They're so sweet.
Friends. Yeah, it was pretty good. Guys, we're trying to log in, but in the meantime, should we play a PSA?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see.
Let's see what we have for you guys.
Which one should we play?
The Sleep with Music or the Maryland Adventure Program with Music or Group Therapy with Music?
Okay, you pick.
All right, let's do Group Therapy. Enjoy.
Bye.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.
Whoa, guys, let us know what you think about group therapy. I've never been a part of that, but sounds like something I'd be a part of. I don't know. Or maybe like a group art therapy. Like, that would be fire. Which I actually want to do. Like, I want to have big groups of people join together to create things. Or like, whether it's like collages or drawings or whatever, bro. I don't know. Sounds like a vibe.
I agree.
But, guys, I've had such a crazy day. It's been such a, like, long, I don't know, not long day, but it's been a really nice day. So I started my day with Val. We made pancakes. We were looking stressed about these pancakes because we were like, girl, we do not have enough pancakes. So I had to run to the store to get some more pancake mix. So I grabbed it. And then we had a lovely meal. And then from there, we went to class. It was our final class for printmaking. And we low-key love that professor because she's amazing. And then after that, we decided to head to McKeldin and just sit and chill. And then there we see our friends, we say hi. And then from there, I have to go home to clean my room because my room was low-key, like, junk. And then I had to clean it because my aunt from Brazil is coming to the States and she's going to be staying with us. And she said if I don't clean my room, she's going to send the gods upon me to burst me into flames. So that was nice, and it like actually got me going to clean my room. And I cleaned it, I put some things away, and then me and Angela went to go pick up a TV for our new house. Shout out Angelo. We went to go pick up a TV for our new crib. And it was so funny how it happened. It was just like this old lady that just didn't know how to use this like really nice TV. And she was like, yeah, the volume doesn't work, but she was pressing the wrong button. And she just gave it to us. And
free?
Yeah, she was like, she was like, yeah, I'll just give it to you. And then we just got a TV. And then outside of this place, which I actually wanted to talk to you about, there were these two kids that came up to us as we were leaving. And they were like, hey, my friends, would you like anything? We're selling things here. And they were like selling these like little prints of things that they made. And then they were also selling seashells. And I was like, okay, they were like the only two things that they had. And then I see these seashells. I'm like, okay, these seashells look really cool. Where did you get the seashells? And I was and they were like, oh, we got them last week when we went to El Salvador. And I was like, oh my gosh, how much are the seashells? And they were like, they're 10 cents each. Aww. So I picked up two seashells, one for me and Val. And we actually have a new guest. Guys, be kind. Say hello to our friend.
Be kind. Are they mean?
Yeah, no, yeah. Sometimes the La Mezclans, they can be mean.
Wait, I'm nervy. Hello, Benji.
Hello.
Hi, guys. I'm Weta.
Hey! One half of Glock and Rari. Yeah. And you guys know them very well.
Whoa, this is cool.
Right? Have you seen this?
I don't think it works.
Here, tell us.
Yeah,
you
can still hear everything.
Yes.
Where's the final third of La Mezcla?
The final third?
An Oregon concert.
A what?
Girl, we'll Oregon debrief concert. Afterwards.
Smiley? Stop, because I saw.
Well, anywho, let's get into the first song. Guys, we will be listening to Little Green Apples by Roger Miller. And then after that, we'll be listening to Countryside by Blood Orange and Ava Tolkien, which our friend Axel, our co-host, added as well. So let us know if you like. Bye-bye.
My hair down in my eyes and she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school. Goodbye. And she reaches out and takes my hand and squeezes it and says, how you feeling, hon? I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say, God didn't make little green apples and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And there's no such thing as Dr. Seuss or Disneyland, and Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme. God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And when myself is feeling low, I think about her face aglow and ease my mind. Sometimes I call her up at home, knowing she's busy, and ask her if she could get away and meet me, and maybe we could grab a bite to eat. And she drops what she's doing and she hurries down to meet me, and I'm always late. But she sits waiting patiently and smiles when she first sees me, 'cause she's made that way. And if that ain't loving me, then all I've got to say, God didn't make little green apples and it don't snow in Minneapolis when the winter comes. And there's no such thing as make-believe, puppet dolls, autumn leaves, and BB guns. God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis.
Thank you. concealed, trying to
hello, friends. We're back. Oh, did y'all just catch Val low-key hating on the way I transition? So, quick lore on my sound experience. Mm-hmm. I go to Deepwaters Tabernacle Church, and I've been doing sound there since I was 13 years old.
Whoa.
So, I low-key got sound on like in my artillery.
So, what exactly... is it like the mic sound setup or like?
No, so they have like live music at the thing, mm-hmm. at the church, and like, I just like I'll mix, like all the music, and they have like two guitars, a drum set, a piano, a bass, and I just like play around with like how everything sounds, mm-hmm. inside of the sanctuary, and also like vocals as well. Whoa. So it's pretty fun.
Dude, that's yeah. awesome.
Hashtag live mixing is fire. You guys should tap into live mixing. It's really fire. But yeah, we also didn't say the theme of today's episode, mm-hmm. and it's because, guys, it's a very sad day. This is one of the last. It's the last days of the semester, and therefore, it's the last day of the show.
No.
This will be our last show for the semester.
Happy LDOC, guys.
Yeah, whoa. Happy LDOC. I hope you guys enjoyed your this semester. And also DM us and let us know how your semester went. We love to know and therapize people and and just chill and vibe
what
with
if
everyone.
Their semesters went well?
Then we'll like low-key send them more blessings.
Period.
Yeah. Why do you keep saying period? And that's on Deerian, bro.
Wait, but like you can't say it though.
Yes, yeah. I can.
No, I'm like reclaiming like
you can't
like,
do
can
that. That's not fair.
I can't. I'm sort of reclaiming the how do I put this?
Let's Urban Dictionary.
The blasphemous, I guess like
I don't even want that on my timeline.
That
bro.
Is like men saying the word Deerian. I think that like that's a hate crime towards women.
Okay.
And so I'm reclaiming our trauma and I'm saying Deerian in the most like ironic way possible. So that's my tea. That's
I see what you mean. I hear you.
Oh, I'll take some. Thanks.
I hear you.
I hear you. I see you.
Should I hit that? I hear you and I see where you're coming from, but it's like not. Well, no, actually, wait, why is Urban Dictionary making me download something? Download something, bro.
Girl, it's the K-pop Demon Hunters.
They hacked Urban Dictionary. It's in their portfolio in the link, bro.
It does.
Yeah.
It's Urban Dictionary.
A Deerian is a male period. Symptoms of a Deerian are ghosting females, ball cramps, and possibly peeing blood.
The
These
fact
come
that
twice
you
a
had
month.
To search that up on Urban Dictionary makes me know that Deerians are fake. And you've never experienced mm-hmm. one, and Amanda's never experienced a deer.
Oh,
like,
I wish Ethan was
about?
In here. I wish Ethan
I'd have
were
to y'all
in
agree, here. Like, they're literally LARPing, and...
Mm-hmm.
LARPing? I feel like... I think you
switch
guys are switching
up.
The narrative and saying we're LARPing when you guys are the ones that are LARPing.
LARPing what?
Now, when women started
what
saying...
What experience?
When ladies started saying period, men never, like, we didn't, like, try and take up on that, like...
No, say this in the
no,
mic.
No, girl, you yeah. guys got
say
that.
This in the
we
mic.
Need to, like... have this like this will be recorded forever and ever.
Okay. When men started saying Deerian and then it's like a problem that we're saying Deerian.
Mm-hmm. So what is a Deerian to you? Don't even look at Urban Dictionary. Like what is a Deerian to you?
This guy's hilarious. I think you guys just have a hateful heart towards men and towards individuals who want to commune together and have a thing that
commune?
That
so y'all narcissistic
create a sort
now.
Of community. And that's insane. And you guys should look upon your hearts. Like, look within yourself and really see that.
So,
yeah. And all my men out there who do experience Deerians, shout out to you guys. And let us know in the comments below how you guys feel. And if this is really hurtful to you, I'm so sorry. They're not with open hearts. And that's something they'll understand very shortly. And that's okay.
Are you done?
And see. Anyways.
Right.
Yeah, but since this is the last episode, what are your guys' thoughts on goodbyes? What do goodbyes mean to you? I mean, this is like a goodbye, but see you later for La Mezcla, unless you guys are doing this next semester. But
yeah.
This is a see you later. So it's
it is a see you later. Yeah.
It's not a sad, solemn goodbye. Mm-hmm. It's just for now.
It's just a see you later, alligator.
Have you seen Past Lives? Not Past Lives. Perfect Days?
No. That's funny. We had a film class, and we were going to watch it in that class, and then I think we were napping throughout the whole class.
Right, right. As one does.
So, that's real. I love a movie nap. Can I say that?
Yeah, I really do.
It wasn't, like, in class. We, like, slept through it in my dorm, and then we forgot about class.
Oh,
yeah, it was, like, that type of vibe.
Yeah, but in the movie Perfect Days, the protagonist has this thing where he goes, like, next time is next time, now is now. And I think of that when you said that, like, no, just to see you later. But this is just for now.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really enjoyed that movie. I think you'd like it a lot.
I've had it in my watch list for a while.
That's real.
Goodbyes are really hard for me. Like, it's really hard when you know, especially when you know you're not going to see that person for a long time. Then it's really, like, it hurts or you feel it more. I'm reminded of, like, a time when I went to Brazil years ago. And I had spent, like, every day with my cousin, my older cousin, who was, like, a brother for me and, like, a mentor. And he was such a sweet soul. And I know within those 2 months that I was there spending time with him, I wouldn't see him for a long time. Mm-hmm. So saying goodbye, was really hard. Like, and it makes me, like, I don't know, but it also makes me cherish those moments more because, like, I had the experience of being with him every day and like remembering him for those memories that I had with him. So it felt very like, I don't know. I always have a sweet outlook of him in my mind and in my soul, you know?
That's beautiful.
But yeah. But this is, y'all, we'll be back. Trust, we'll be back, y'all. You can't get rid of us that easy, y'all. We'll be right back.
I think we
low-key finagled it though.
Would you want to still do Thursdays then?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm pretty set. I don't know. I feel like we should still do Thursdays.
You guys had it on what? Thursdays, right?
Or it's sure always been on a Thursday.
Okay. On a Thursday.
Yeah, it's always been on a Thursday.
Thursday from 6 to 7 last semester.
No. So it's just a good time because it's like you have time like after classes sometimes. Mm-hmm. But Meji, you had me thinking about goodbyes in general. And I think the worst type is, like, when you don't even get to say bye to someone. Like, when you think back and go, I can't remember the last time we've talked sort of thing. Like,
yeah.
I think about that with, like, some middle school friends and, like, people in my life where I was like, I never actually had a goodbye. But yeah. You feel it. It's weird.
I felt like that over a friend I had in elementary school. And I got his first name. I never remember his second name, but I remember him. And I don't know where to find him, but I actually, like, he was one of the closest people to me in elementary school. Okay. But I have no way of finding him. Like, genuinely no way.
Guy?
Yeah, his name is Guy.
Would you be able,
it's funny because this literally isn't the first time I've talked about it. Yeah. I've literally told Val about this guy.
You know,
his name was Guy, and he was so sweet. He was the sweetest soul.
Have you, like, tried to investigate? Because this happened to me once where, like, my best friend in, like, third grade, Noor, were, like, inseparable, and she moved away. And I remember, like, being, like, conscious, like, one random day in high school, and being like, whatever happened to her? Like, I really wonder. And I, like, investigated because I looked up one of our, like, mutual friends in that class on Instagram, because Noor, like, I couldn't find, like, I remember her last name, but I couldn't find her on, like, any social media, and so I found other people in her class on social media, and so I texted or DM'd one of them, and I was like, wait, chills, this is crazy, hi, first of all, and then through her, she was like, yeah, I have Noor's, like, phone number. But, like, you should investigate, be like,
yeah.
Call the school.
It's just hard because
be,
this
like,
was,
hey,
like,
do you know a class of, like, 20, whatever?
I looked through our, like, elementary school. It's just, it's hard because, like, this is pre-digital age for, like, children. because none of us had a phone in school. Yeah. So, like, it was hard to find anyone. Yeah. It was, like, fourth grade or something.
Find them on your leapfrog computer.
Bro, so I literally tried finding... Hello!
I literally ran here, you guys.
Y'all, the final host is here. Invite... Say your name.
Hi, my name is Axel. I was at a concert or chapel.
Whoa.
And then my sister texted me and was like, you have to go take his mic away. Like,
yeah.
Why?
Was it the Deerid conversation?
Yeah.
Bruh.
Vomit.
No. Anyway, but what was I saying, bro?
Guy.
I wasn't able to find him, but I looked through like our old elementary school website and there's like no, like I think I'd have to fully go to the library to find this yearbook of like when we went to school there.
Do you know anyone from that school?
I don't.
That could be
he's literally the only name I remember.
Dang. What school was it?
I don't want to dox it.
What?
Like,
what if he's listening?
Because
like, he could be a listener. He can be a Lemesclan.
Guy from Cloverly.
Cloverly Elementary School.
Yeah, guy from Cloverly Elementary. Yeah. If you're listening, my name is Benji. And connect with me.
Wait, can I sit on the table?
Yeah. Sit on the table.
I like the table.
But anyways, guys, let's get into the next song. We have two songs. Oh my gosh, and they're lovely. Like, probably some of the most heartfelt songs you guys will ever listen to. So, firstly, we have a song from Joan Gilbert called Só em Teus Braços, which translates to Only in Your Arms. And then one of my favorite songs ever, we have I Think of You by Rodriguez. A very lovely song. I hope you guys enjoy, and let us know what you think. Bye.
You guys play my song?
Sim, promessas fiz. Fiz projetos, pensei tanta coisa. E agora o coração me diz que só em teus braços, meu bem, eu ia ser feliz. Eu tenho esse amor para dar, o que é que eu vou fazer? Eu tentei esquecer e prometi apagar da minha vida este sonho. E vem o coração e diz que só em teus braços, amor, eu ia ser feliz. Que só em teus braços, amor, eu posso ser feliz. Apagar da minha vida este sonho. E vem o coração e diz que só em teus braços, amor, eu ia ser feliz. Que só em teus braços, amor, eu posso ser feliz. Together of the love
we vowed would never melt like snowflakes in the sun. My days now end as they begun with thoughts of you. And I think of you and think of you. Down the streets I walked with you, seeing others doing things we do. Now these thoughts are haunting me of how complete I used to be. And in these times that we're apart, I'll hear this song that breaks my heart and think of you. And I think of you and think of you and think of you.
Hi. Could I have the headphones?
I don't have them.
They're like right next
to me. Oh, they're next to me. Okay, guys. So we have our fifth piece of the puzzle.
As it was made to be. It's true.
Hello? Are you going to introduce?
Oh, is this working?
No, that one doesn't
work. No, bro. Oh. Yep. Pull up over here, gang. Guys, we have a guest on the La Mezcla show, and it's the second half of Glock and Rari, the goated, the beginning of La Mezcla. We have
Rari from Glock and Rari.
Hey! I got a Glock and my Rari.
That far.
Right. Yes. I wish I had my soundboard ready, bro. Damn.
Oh.
Rick.
Have you ever had it?
We have
a soundboard,
yeah.
Boy.
But yeah.
We have one too.
Oh, you guys. I think Wada literally put me onto it.
Today's that a really special right. episode. These are.
Okay.
Our,
get the.
Or our forefathers.
Our four mothers.
Four.
Four days.
Four
days.
Our fourth others.
Four others.
Four parents.
Four others.
Four parents.
Four mothers.
Four others.
For everyone.
Was that fire?
They're for everyone.
You gotta ask, boy.
Okay. Right. Anyways, if you guys don't know, Wade and Abrar trained us for our show, and it was like the first ever WMC show we were guests of.
Yeah, it was the first show we had ever been on.
Yeah.
And it was quite the blast.
And they invited us, and it was really sweet.
We still have that episode archived.
It's true.
Aww.
What up, La Mezcla?
Whoa.
Guys, we have another guest on La Mezcla. His first appearance on the show, guys. Invite.
What? It's not his third.
Oh, his third? I've never been in here with you, though.
Oh, yeah.
His first appearance with Grape in the show. It's Tim. Everybody invite Tim. Yay!
What up? I got my show going on right now next door. We're
shout
show,
out.
Neighbors, Menthol Mountains.
Menthol Mountains.
Yes, if you're already listening to this, don't tune in because I'm sure it's a great show in here tonight.
Bro.
Yeah.
Fire, bro.
What are you guys playing?
Just anything.
We're playing goodbye songs.
Goodbye songs. Mm.
So songs that are just like remind us of saying goodbye. But guys, we'll be back soon. Like coming back next semester, this will be alive again. Trust and believe. How's your day been, bro?
It's going well. Got a good show.
How
going on
sad
there.
Can they
true.
Be?
It's very jam. I'm playing 23
as sad
songs
as you
today.
Want it to be.
Whoa, that's pretty. That's actually insane.
Yeah.
I looked over to like Tim's side of the street, and I was like, all I could see was like him smiling as he like played his songs, and I was like, wow, that's such a moment.
Aww.
Like, he was just smiling to himself.
I was probably smiling. Alden's in there, and he's making me laugh.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Why didn't they come in?
Alden is in there.
All right.
I got to get back.
Enjoy. Guys, listen to Menthol Mountains.
Not now, though.
Not now. Like, listen to
us. Maybe next semester.
Yes. Whoa. My bad.
Whoa.
That's the wrong one.
Wow. Anyways, so yes, it's really nice having Glock and Rory on the episode today. They are graduating.
Whoa.
So everyone say congrats.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thanks,
grad UA.
Grad UA.
Oh.
I didn't. I'm going to do my grad picks, I think, next week.
Hey, because grad UA.
Grad UA.
They're graduating. Emotional. That's the wrong one.
Can we kick you out?
No, sorry, guys.
Okay, girl, I think for my song of choice.
You thought you ate.
No, I just found the wrong
classic,
one, bro.
You
can add it to the playlist. That says
La I woke up a new Bugatti.
Whoa.
I think I'm going to go with some
guys, if you guys went to the Fetty Wap show, let us know what you guys felt about that show.
Fetty Flop, heard... Fetty Flop, Fetty Flop.
Oh, my gosh. If you guys had a good experience, let us know. Because I think some people in the room didn't have that great of an experience. So, yeah, let us know what you thought of the show.
Jeez.
Wait,
can I scoot past you 1 second? I'm just going to turn the headphones. Turn it up a little. That little knob. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
They're celebrating.
Turn your headphones on. Put your headphones on.
But, guys, let's get into the next songs. We will be listening to Color Green. Color spelled C-O-L-O-U-R. Like the UK way, by Sybil Byer, and then we'll be listening to Borrowed Tongue by Minwee Lee. Val added these songs. Shout out, Val. And yeah, let us know what you guys think. Bye.
Let us know.
Period.
Let us know.
And that's on Period.
Girl, that's on Boyvulating.
So one night I sat down on a chair and knitted the years after trying to live a woman's life. I met a friend who had a red-haired wife. She said to me, try both and take tender care, but when you need help, I will be there. Memories and seasons achieve their affairs. Sometime in April, the sweater I wear. Sometime in April, a letter. Changed me. I'm no longer the same. Wrote to me, woman, I'd like to stay. Liberty statue has got so many stars, but when you need help, I will be there. I'd been a girl and one dream frequented my late afternoon. Saw me in New York City wearing a sweater color green.
Thank you. We're back. Sorry, there was no transition there.
We're talking about movies and life and just like Greek life.
Can you pause?
In the movie, she like...
Oh, yeah.
Greek life.
Like,
Greek life.
I actually am in a frat. Guys, I'm starting a frat.
What frat are you starting?
What strat? It's actually strat frat.
Oh, my God. What are you doing it?
You strategize? Yeah, but we strategize about new ways to make more friends.
It basically is like a movie about her.
You guys don't know this, you'll be the first to know, but WMC next fall is becoming a frat.
No way.
We're going to start rushing.
We're the heads.
We're going to haze people.
But it started.
I'm the head.
Name five brothers.
Bro, if you're not
involved.
Name five brothers.
Like, without.
At the time, you can't come in.
In like this game related stuff.
Name five brothers, bro.
Boy, you name five brothers.
Some of like this like really weird powder in her stomach. And when she was getting kicked one time, it just exploded her stomach. I'm sorry.
There's Kyle, there's Brody.
And then
Kyle, Chad.
And then for some reason,
Brody, it
entered her bloodstream. Because, like, for some
Ryan?
Reason, what they put in her stomach was, like,
Charlie.
First, I thought you were going to start naming the members of Ball Ab as, like, the brothers.
Became the smartest person. That's so interestingly weird.
So confused.
I was too.
Also, I can tell how this is not
right?
engaging.
You forgetting their names is frightening.
Okay, there's another.
There's another, I think. You're almost there.
I don't want to get it wrong, so I'm not going to say
it. Yeah, I don't know it either.
You're funny.
That one scene of Ben 10 where he's like...
Oh, loved Ben 10, guys. Let me get into a little bit of Ben 10.
Love an Omniverse moment.
Oh my God, Ben 10 was recently added to Fortnite.
You're lying.
No.
I might tap back into Ben 10 because of that.
Ben 10 was in Fortnite. Lois Griffin just added to Fortnite.
Lois Griffin.
Fire.
And guess what? Conan Gray still... Isn't in Fortnite.
Guys,
he's
you know
been
it's
asking for like years.
Why isn't Conan Gray in Fortnite?
I don't
want
know.
That.
I wanted to.
I want that skin.
He's been asking for years, and then guess what? They put everyone. They put in fictional characters before they put in Conan Gray.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Soon they're putting in slushy noobs.
What?
Oh my
yeah, they're putting
God.
Slushy
nobody
noobs
wants
in.
That, blow it up.
They put on cat's eye. They put cat's eye.
Whoa.
Like this.
Can we play Pinky
Wait, actually,
up?
This is an emote. Put in the freaking gnarly emote yet.
Gnarly.
Bro. They probably don't have the rights to it
gnarly.
Yet.
I do really like Pinky Up, can I say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I keep seeing the clips of, like, the dance. And it's
like, I like that one scene of Megan going in the music video.
Yeah, so sorry. They look bad.
Up.
So the next song, you guys, is from one of my favorite movies, and you cued it, so you can talk a little on that.
The next song is Si No Te Hubieras Ido, de Marco Antonio Solís. It's in the movie Y Tu Mamá También, which is a Mexican film, which I would recommend to anyone.
Y la que
and everyone.
Puede, puede.
Y la que puede, puede. Y la que no carune. But yeah, I love that song. I think that's a pretty clear goodbye song.
Yeah, it's a clear goodbye song.
Very sad.
Because then, nunca se volvieron a hablar.
Exactamente. It literally fits the movie so well.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one's also for my mom, I guess. Although I don't think she likes Los Bukis. I don't think she was ever a fan. But then there's that, and then after that, it's Imogen Heap, Good Night and Go, and The Frost by Mitski.
Amazing. See you guys soon.
See you.
Extraño más que nunca y no sé qué hacer. Despierto y te recuerdo al amanecer. Espera otro día por vivir sin ti. El espejo no miente. Te veo tan diferente, me haces falta tú. La gente pasa y pasa siempre tan igual. El ritmo de la vida me parece mal. Cuando estabas tú, sí que era diferente cuando estabas tú. Sí que era diferente cuando estabas.
hay nada más difícil que vivir sin ti. Sufriendo en la espera de verte llegar. El frío de mi cuerpo pregunta por ti y no sé dónde estás. Si no te hubiera sido, sería tan feliz. No hay nada más difícil que vivir sin ti. Sufriendo en la espera de verte llegar.
Get to listen to our song.
Oh wait.
Can we play it?
Yeah, let's play it.
And then talk.
Play what?
sorry, we're going back to music. The other song.
What song? The Frost?
The Frost by Mitski.
Oh, why did we stop it?
That album, like, actually...
I don't know.
Because we're used to...
We're used to, like, the two songs. Yeah, yeah. Talking. Bye-bye. We're back.
Hello.
Hello. You guys, this has been a lovely episode, and I've really enjoyed the music we played.
Yeah, wait, we're going to let this last song play after we say goodbye.
And also, might I say, thank you, La Mezcla, for having us on today. Thank you so much. I really have enjoyed my time being here and getting to hang out with you guys and train you guys. That was so... I feel honored that you guys came on Glockenrari first and foremost.
Whoa. Reflect on your time at WMUC. What does that mean to you, having a show?
Whoa.
It means a lot to have had a show and to have had it with Weda, my best friend. It was really a lot of fun, and I feel like we learned a lot about ourselves and got to... I still listen to a lot of the music we got to, like, research and find out about on the show, which is really awesome and cool. Like, I feel like I have been open to so many new horizons in terms of music. But also, like, it's been such an awesome space to just, like, have community and friendships and love and joy. Because I feel like we've had so many people on the show and so many people talk to us about the show. And it's been, like, so awesome to... like, get to see everyone in the station all the time. I feel like it's such a hot spot for, like, friendship and love, literally.
Yes, bro. And from your show birthed other shows, which is so cool, including this one.
That's true.
I'd like to also echo the sentiment. I'm really glad that we can be here on the show tonight, guys. But to make a long story very short, I think that WMUC has been something I will treasure for a long time, and it's definitely a highlight of my collegiate experience. And to do Glockenrari alongside my bestie has also been, like, the sweetest time. But Yeah, it's also like surreal that we ended the show when Fetty Wap came to in the school. Like, everything just feels so full circle about this, and I think that like it's been like, I guess Welcome Roy has blossomed like many sweet memories. And yeah, freaking Glockenroy forever, guys. I don't know.
That far.
Yes, bro. Wow. Thank you guys for being here on our last show of the semester.
Thank you for having us. That
was so fire. This was such a fire time. Your tassels. Well,
the tassel has been passed.
Yes, bro. Whoa. All roads lead back to Glockenroy.
Hashtag La Mezcla forever. We're so excited for the future of La Mezcla.
Wow. Well, thank you guys for listening. This has been a great show. My name's Benji.
My name's Axel.
My name is Val.
My name's Rueda.
And my name is Abrar.
And this has been La Mezcla.
Nosso lar desmoronou, meu sabiá.